Hello, my name is Chris. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus.
Yes, my name is Patricia Clark, and I live in Baldwin County. And my husband and I are over 75, and last week and this week there were drive-in clinics at a certain spot in Baldwin County. It was at the Daphne Civic Center. They were offering the drive-in COVID vaccinations for both first responders and for people 75 and over. My husband and I are 75 or over. The drive-up clinic was last week on Tuesday, Thursday, and this week on Tuesday, Thursday. We didn't go the first week because we had heard from people that it was very, very crowded. There were lines for going for miles. They had traffic control out trying to help with the local police, et cetera. So we waited and went this Tuesday. We went Tuesday morning, and we arrived there by 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and we're told by the policeman that everything's closed off. They were no longer taking any drive-through, allowing people to even get in line for drive-throughs on Tuesday, or to give us any kind of appointments, or to allow us to come back on Thursday. But Thursday was already closed. Today was already closed. I found online, not easily, but by going through, looking at the local Department of Public Health website, that they have set to, and local press is not putting any of this information out. You have to go online and really spend a lot of time looking to find out what's going on and when vaccinations will be available. As of yesterday, it looks like they posted that they are going to again have clinics next week on Tuesday, Thursday, and the following week on Tuesday, Thursday. And it's going to be down by Foley, Alabama. Are you familiar with Baldwin County, Alabama?
I can give you that number.
What number?
The vaccine number. Because I don't know anything about that.
Well, did you know that your 800 number is given on the information website that about the next week and the week after as the number to call for information? The only number provided on the internet. And looking at
you're trying to see about a vaccine, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you ready for this number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That number is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
And what area is that?
That's a hotline number for in the county.
In Baldwin County or for any county in the state?
For in the county.
Okay, so I probably won't get anybody that knows anything about what's going on in Baldwin County. Is that correct?
Ma'am?
Yes.
What you say, ma'am?
I probably won't be able to, if that's for the state as a whole, they will not have any information about specifically what's going on in the county in which I live. Is that correct?
I mean, this is the COVID the line you call is for the testing, for the finding the testing site for the COVID. I don't deal with vaccine, ma'am.
The COVID vaccine?
I only do for COVID testing.
So the number that's provided in this 1-800-270-7268 is just for testing only. Is that correct?
Yes, I got the number for you for the vaccine. That will give you your info for the vaccine, though.
So that's the 1-855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but that's for the state as a whole, and you don't know whether or not they will specifically have information about what's going on in this county. Is that correct? There's no county number that you have.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you for trying to help. This is not working. I hope you know that. Please pass that on to the people in the Department of Public Health that the distribution system for getting the vaccines to the people is not working. And that's not just coming from me. It's coming from everybody. everybody I've talked to about this throughout the county, it's kind of a laughing stock. So
okay.
Somebody needs to know that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.